Maggie Jordan by Emma Blair. Read by Eve Karpf. Part 1. The Sea Outside the Hill. But all the middle of the valley was a place to rest in, to sit and think that troubles were not if we would not make them, to know the sea outside the hill, but never to behold it. Southey. Chapter 1. Maggie Jordan entered reception from the back door to find her best friend Susan staring out of the window. "Are you all right?" she queried, when she saw the expression on Susan's face. "Come and have a deco at this, will you? It's right queer," Susan said, without turning around. "What is it?" Maggie asked, joining her at the window. "Just look at that sky." A heavy bank of clouds, very dark and tinged with deep red and purple, was creeping across the sky, while at the same time a lower bank was moving rapidly in the opposite direction. The overall effect was weird and uncanny. "I've never seen a sky like that in my life before," Susan said softly, wonder in her voice. Neither had she, Maggie thought, feeling she could have stood there all day gawping up at it. For some unknown reason, prickles sprang up all over her shoulders and down the length of both arms. She ran a hand through her wavy auburn hair. "At least it stopped raining," Maggie said. It had been bucketing down when she'd left home that morning. "Aye, but not long since. And there's more to come, that's obvious," Susan replied. She and Maggie worked at the Haven Hotel, where they'd been employed since leaving school 3 years previously.